Just wanted to give you a little update on what I've been doing since the last 3 weeks, since I was moved downtown to the Office of Vocations. My job now is to be the Director of Vocations, so that means that I am talking to young men and women throughout the Archdiocese who feel like they might be called to priesthood or to religious life. I accept invitations to go out to parishes and youth group to talk to young people about the possibility of giving their lives in service to the Lord. I also am the Director of the Seminary Support, so I also work with the seminarians on their summer programs. I talk to their rectors at the seminaries where they attend, to the people in formation, to try to make sure that they're growing and that they're learning what they need to. So I really appreciate all of your prayers because it is a big job. And then if that's not enough, on the weekends, I'm invited to parishes to speak about vocations, to speak and fill in for priests who are on vacation or out for some other reason. A little bit more on that later. Also, I've been up to following the Houston sports scene. I was really excited last weekend when it looked like the Rockets were going to sign Chris Bosh. And then they did, and I was like, oh. And then I thought they were going to re-sign Chandler Parsons, and oh, they didn't. And then I thought Andre Johnson was going to report to camp on time with no problems, and oh, we don't know if that's true or not. Groaning like that reminds me of the second reading today, that the Spirit sometimes is groaning on our behalf, because there are times in life, and it's going to be something that's a lot more important than the Houston sports teams, but there are things that are going on in our lives where we're like, we don't have words for this. We're suffering, we're sick, we're going through a lot of tough times, and the Spirit is groaning on our behalf. Oh, and that's the prayer that the Spirit speaks on our behalf to our God, to say, look, I know how hard it is. I know how difficult it is. I know that whatever it is that you're going through, whatever difficulties, whatever challenges, whatever obstacles are in your way, our Lord says, I know. I feel your pain. I know what it's like to suffer. I know what it's like to be in pain, but I'm here for you. And the Spirit is going to continue to touch our hearts and speak on our behalf. So when we come to the Lord and we're groaning and we're suffering and we're thinking about all the obstacles that are in our way in life, the Spirit touches us. The Spirit brings healing to our lives. And it gives us the gifts that we need to be able to face our God and ask for His help. Spirit continues to touch our hearts and our lives. And it gives us the guidance that we need to be able to follow our Lord. Our Lord gives us three parables today in the gospel. It's kind of a long gospel, but there's three parables wrapped up in it. The first one is this parable of the weed and the wheat. What we hear is that during the night, somebody snuck in and planted all these weeds in the field. And then the servants are looking out and they're like, uh-oh, somebody's going to kill us. So they go to their master and they say, Master, it looks like somebody sowed weed in the field. Do you want us to pull it up? And he says, no, don't do that, because if you pull up the weed, you're going to pull up the wheat too. Wait, hold on. We'll wait till the harvest and then we'll gather it together and separate the weed from the wheat. What's interesting is in the second half of this gospel, the disciples say, Jesus, what are you talking about? And that's a common theme that we've seen over the last couple of weeks. Last week we heard the parable of the seed and the sower. The sower goes out and puts the seed in all the locations, and the disciples are saying, hey, we don't understand. Jesus, help us out, because we don't understand. And what Jesus tells us the meaning of this scripture is that the weed are the difficult people. The people who come about and maybe challenge us, they maybe decide that, I don't really want to follow God. I don't want to follow faith. I'm going to go at it my own way. And our Lord says, no, you can't pull out the weed too soon. Part of it, I think, is because if He were to do that, it would take away the chance for conversion. That the people that are choosing not to follow God, people that are choosing a life of sin, if we yank them out too fast and write them off too early, they won't have that opportunity for conversion of the Spirit speaking to their heart, groaning on their behalf and helping them to grow as people. It's important that this parable, we don't look at it and get the weed confused with actions in our lives. because our Lord wants us to pull those up immediately. The things in our lives that calls us to sin, the things that we watch, the things we listen to, the things we say, maybe the sins in our heart that we're drawn to over and over again, our Lord doesn't say, hey, look, just hold on to those, let them fester in your heart, and it's going to be, no, he wants us to get rid of those. But this parable is directly speaking of the people. The weed are the people, and maybe there are people in our lives who are like those weed. They're like the bubble gum on the bottom of our shoe that no matter how hard we try, just sticks to each other's shoe or sticks to whatever it is we're trying to get rid of it. But sometimes God puts people like that in our lives to help us to grow, to teach us how to love, to teach us how to live. And maybe that's the purpose of some of the people that he puts in our lives, is to help us to grow. There might be times where we groan and we, oh, what is this person doing to me? But that might be the way that our Lord uses that person to help us to grow in holiness, to grow in his love. And that's what we're invited to reflect on, is the people in our lives that maybe we can help bring conversion to. And maybe also the people that help us grow in our sanctification and help us to be holy. Now, there's two other parables that Jesus talks about today that are really important, especially to the ministry that I'm doing now. Jesus talks about the mustard seed. The kingdom of God is like this mustard seed. The smallest of all seeds are very, 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 very small. I could probably have a handful of them and give one to everybody in the church. They're just such small seeds. But when they grow up, they become the biggest of all trees. And what our Lord says is that all it takes is just a little bit of faith. Just a little bit of faith planted in your heart, and with the right nourishment, and with the right love and care for that seed, your faith is going to grow. And it's going to help you be able to love. It's going to be able to help you to follow our God in faith. And he also uses the parable of the yeast that's put in with the leaven of wheat. That all it takes is just a little bit of yeast, and there's a whole lot of bread to go around. Once again, that's the image of the faith, the kingdom of faith that is planted in our hearts that helps us to grow, helps us to live. My role as vocation director, I try to go around, try to ask people about the seeds of faith that have been planted in them. Opportunity I have to go out to parishes and talk to people about the seed of faith that's been planted in their heart. Our Lord is calling young men and women to give their lives in service to the church. We have a shortage of priests and sisters and nuns and brothers in our church. That decades and centuries ago, we had lots of young men and women that lined up to say, yes, I want to give my life in service to the Lord. Now, that's not the case. There's so many options out there. There's so many distractions in life that keep us and keep people from answering the call to serve the Lord. And so with these parables and how that relates to our call of faith is that God places that call to follow him on the hearts of some of us. Sometimes it's a really, really small seed like a mustard seed, or maybe it's just a little bit of yeast that's planted in our heart. And what the Lord invites us to do is to use that seed or that yeast and allow it to grow in our hearts and allow it to blossom and flourish. I know that there's probably at least one young man or woman here in the church today that has felt that call on their heart, that God is asking them to follow him, to be a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. But sometimes we ignore that call, or sometimes we don't know what it feels like to listen to it. But if that seed of faith has been planted in your heart, that seed of call to service of the church is in your heart, I'd invite you to allow it to grow, to explore it, to speak to a priest or a deacon, speak to your parents, to say, I think this might be where God is calling me. And parents, it's imperative on you to put that seed of faith into your children, to say, when you're thinking about what you want to do with your life, think about being a priest, a brother or sister or nun, because they're awesome ways to serve the Lord. As a priest, I love what I get to do. I can't think of any greater fulfillment in my life than to serve him as a priest. But I think it's such a tragedy that so many parents are not encouraging their kids to service to the church. I've already talked to one young man in my first 3 weeks in vocations. He said, Father, I would love to be a priest, but I don't think my parents want that at all. They want grandkids. They want their family name to live on, so I don't think it's for me. What a terrible thought that parents are keeping their kids from being open to this call. So I'd invite you parents to talk to your kids about it. I'd ask you grandparents to talk to your grandkids about your grandkids being open to the possibility to give one service to give one's life to the priesthood or to religious life, because it is a great call, and it's a call that our Lord places in our hearts. If the Lord is calling us to follow Him, it's a good idea to listen, because His love, His mercy, His compassion is going to continue to fill our hearts. It's going to continue to allow us to grow. As we continue today giving thanks and glory to our God, we invite the Holy Spirit into our hearts to groan on our behalf for whatever difficulties, whatever stresses, whatever obstacles are in our lives. We ask the Holy Spirit to speak on our behalf. Bring those prayers to our God to help us to grow, to help us to love. As we continue giving God thanks today, we invite Him to come into our hearts, to allow His faith and His love to help us to grow, to help nourish us so that we can be the best possible Christians that He's asking us to be.